Australia is a country rich in history and culture. Australia's natives, known as Aborigines, are believed to have travelled across the sea from Indonesia 70,000 years ago. Europeans arrived in the 16th century. The Portuguese were first followed by the Dutch and then the English. Australian wildlife has a reputation of being cute and cuddly animals. Some of these fascinating animals include kangaroos, koalas, possums, dingoes, and Tasmanian devils. Modern Australia is host to people from all over the world. Indeed, the country is home to some of the world's most talented people. In literature, the author Patrick White is a Nobel Prize winner, and fellow authors Peter Carey and Thomas Keneally are recipients of the famed Booker Prize. In opera, Dame Joan Sutherland is Australia's best-known diva. She was the undisputed coloratura soprano of her time. Nellie Melba was the world's biggest opera star at the beginning of the 20th century. In cinema, Australia is home to Oscar winners Mel Gibson, Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman. Musically, the country has produced famous bands such as the Bee Gees, AC/DC, INXS and Midnight Oil. In 1993, Sincere Truth Seekers invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to make a stopover during her 1993 World Lecture Tour to share her wisdom and insights about God and spirituality. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted their invitation. She also met with our association members during her time there to discuss about spiritual topics and answer questions about their practice in daily life. Please join us on Between Master and Disciples today for the lecture, Be Determined on the Spiritual Path, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Sydney, Australia, during the four-day international retreat on May 9th to 12th in 1997.
Master, I'd like your comment and advice on enthusiasm. I have a problem with enthusiasm in the sense that I've lost most of my enthusiasm.
For what?
About life in general. Over many years, I've had many disappointments in life.
Yes.
And I basically have taken the attitude that I don't really belong to this world and I just have to do my duty.
Yes.
But I have a problem now that in my spiritual effort, I also tend to lack enthusiasm as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that can create a problem at some time. So I just want your comment and advice about enthusiasm and whether we really need it to make it.
Yes, yes. If you have, you have. If you don't, just forget it. We cannot buy enthusiasm anywhere. Otherwise, I would buy one and give to you. That's why we must go to group meditation. That's why we must read the good master's teaching and sometimes watch videotape to keep rewarming the spirit and encourage ourselves. Because actually we are already Buddha. There's no need much to do. But since we are already here, we might just well accomplish whatever we came for. Otherwise, after we die, we feel sorry. You know, I should have done this, I should have done that. And then you have to come back again. Because your conscience don't let you rest. Okay? So enthusiasm is a difficult thing in this world. That's why I tell you, it's very difficult for me to be a master too. It's very difficult for me sometimes to picture myself that your need. Even though I know you need, I know you long for something, I know you long to see me. Very difficult for me to connect with that. Very difficult for me to feel so important to you. Very, very difficult for me to realize how important I am to you, even though you keep telling me like that. Because I don't feel important. So I have to make myself important to my mind. Okay, then need you, just come. And, or, you know, go lecture or group meditation or go see you. Whatever it is, I have to sometimes make an effort to push myself out. Or whatever you think. So, okay, very difficult for me to do anything. So I understand you perfectly. We just have to. Yeah? Because even if we don't do it, you know, we do or we don't do, it's the same. So if we do something and people are happy, then just cheat ourselves and do it. Say, okay, you must, you know, you are important to people. You know, at least believe what other people say. You know, you exist for your wife, your kids, for your company, yeah, or for your neighbors who need your presence, or for your dog, your cat even, whatever, reason, find one. Yeah. Yes, some people live because of their cat or their dog. After the dog, cat died, they want to die too. They have no reason to live. Yeah? Sometimes they live because of a loved one. Because after we reach certain level, you know we're secure. We just feel inside we're secure spiritually. And we don't need anything anymore. But we do have to meditate more to strengthen our foundation of realization. Also to bless the world. To gather more spiritual power, so wherever we go, people benefit. Just like we don't earn money for ourselves so much now, we don't use much anymore, our life is simple. But whatever left over, sometimes the neighbor needs, or African hunger people need, and we just send and help. Okay? You know what I mean? That's why we earn money more. Just like we practice spiritually, not only for ourselves, even if we don't have enthusiasm, we do it for the world. Okay? Is that good enough for you? Okay, thank you. Be strong and positive. And go to a fellow practitioner, you know, talk to them, meditate together, and that's how you get your enthusiasm back. Yeah. Or at least don't stay, you know, sagging.
Master, I have a vegetarian restaurant, and I do feel your blessing every day. People came asking for cooking lessons, and I don't feel I'm ready yet, so I have the guilt. Maybe I would never be ready if I don't push myself in that situation, or it could be me being lazy.
Who asked you for? The disciples?
No, the outside people. Yeah, the outside people.
Yeah, if you have time, you can teach them. Do you have time?
I can make time.
Okay, then make it.
Okay.
You should feel lucky that an honor that people come and ask you for this.
And maybe I'm lacking of confidence, or
I just teach whatever you know, and if they don't like it, they'll leave you soon enough.
Okay.
Why you want them in advance? You might not be what they seek for, but you try your best. Yeah? Mm-hmm. After all, we can only try our best. And if they came and asked you, you must have been somehow famous already. I mean, your food must have been good. Yeah? Maybe they tasted it. I don't care whoever that is. You just do what people ask if you can. Or else, what do you want to do? Anything else you do that's more important?
No.
No, then do it.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that's what you're there for. Okay? It should be honor that people ask us for help. And if we can, we must. We should. Not must, but should. You feel good. Yeah? After you make friendship with people and they'll be grateful. You know, be a teacher. Yeah. I used to teach vegetarian food before in a nice school in Germany. And that's how I know many people. And that's how I know some master in India. And that's how I went to India. See, bless people, and then you bless yourself. Anytime. Anytime you do something good for people, later it will return to you. But don't do it with that mind. Okay? Yeah, many instant like that. But I never do anything in the frame of mind that I get something in return. But I can tell you, it's a proof like that. Okay? Alright. And if it doesn't return, it's okay with me because I didn't expect anything anyhow. Next. Come here. Come up. It's okay. Jump up.
Thank you, Mother.
Yes?
My question is about purity of food. Again, vegetarian. I'm concerned about people who need medicine that is made from animal components, like some things are made from shellfish, like a green lip mussel for people with
shellfish.
You know, they make a certain medicine from it.
Mm.
It's very good for people who are sick in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking there seems to be such a small amount of animal involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is this so detrimental?
Now, it's your mind that's important, you see? Because if we tend to take anything just for the body at the cost of our spiritual, you know, moral understanding, then of course we pay for it. Understand what I mean? If there is another substitute, then we can take substitute. If absolutely not, then we just take that. Then it's all right. It's the mind that's important. That's our determination to do anything at all to keep our purity and to avoid the violence. That's it. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not that the take a little animal and you go to hell or anything like that. Just that you lack determination. You detrimented yourself. You weaken your willpower. Understand? All right. Got it. Willpower is very important to go ahead in any field. And if you belittle yourself by giving in to anything, by giving up your high standard in exchange for some physical comfort when you can do it otherwise, then you just harm yourself. That's what I call detrimental. Not that God punish you or the devil will come and take you to hell or anything. You have to keep your own standard. That's what it is. Okay, honey? Right. Any other question?
You know, so many of the medicines, they come in these little capsules that have got made out of glycerin, made out of animal product, gelatin.
If you don't know, then it's okay.
Yeah, they make things, so many things.
Yeah, if you don't know, if you know, then don't take for your own sake, that's all. Eh? It's just if we want to keep ourselves absolutely in control, you know, like you control your situation, you control what you eat what you want, and not what is forced upon you by any circumstances. Then you keep your own power. That's it. And nothing can shake you then, because you do what you want. Any circumstance. That's what it is. But suppose if nothing else can substitute that medicine and you need it to sustain the physical body while you have to continue to realize God, then take it. Don't be a fanatic. Okay? It's just for your willpower that you should fight, you know, to keep it. Okay? That's all. Alright. Anything else? No, okay. You agree? You satisfied?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Anything we can keep is to keep our level of consciousness, to keep our standard. Otherwise, you can do anything you want. The precept and the rules are not for you to keep. actually, is for you to realize that are you up to that standard or not. And if you give up, you sink down. That's already detrimental. What else you ask? Huh? Because you lower your standard already. You understand? Anyone at like college level has to pass certain tests, have to understand certain subject. And if you lower yourself, then you become high school again. I'll need you to ask. Huh? If you lack your effort in maintaining your college level and lack your effort in progressing, then you're just going backward or stay there. Okay? Then just harmful to yourself. Next one.
I've only been initiated for 2 months.
Yes.
My question is concerning Kuan Yin. Sometimes during Kuan Yin, I get a buildup of energy inside of me so strong that I cannot sit anymore in the same spot. I was wondering if you could give some advice on...
Make you feel what?
I cannot sit in one spot for too long because of the energy inside is
too strong.
It's almost painful.
Understand. Makes you uncomfortable, restless, or sometimes chest pain, right? Okay, if you can bear until how long, then bear. Huh? If you cannot, just get up, wash your face, say, I'm going to stabilize myself. Say to yourself like that 3 times. Splash cold water. And then after that, resume the posture again. Okay? And then after a while, you get over it. And then you pass through. Okay?
Just thank beginning. You. Also, concerning something that was mentioned with the enthusiasm over here. You mentioned it is good for somebody to find something to hang on to find purpose in life if you're lacking in enthusiasm. Now, my question is concerning my family. I have a wife and daughter who I love very much. Sometimes I think... if I were ever to die and leave this world before they would, I would find it very difficult to leave them.
Yes.
Is this going to hold me back from progress? Or?
No. That's holding on you so that you can stay here and continue to meditate until you reach a higher level. Otherwise, you just want to quit and go. Cheap. Cheap style.
But once I've stepped beyond, if for example, I die and there's the transition period to go to the fifth level or wherever it is that we go after we die, will the desire to be with these loved ones hold me back from progressing?
No, they're not holding you back. They're helping you. Hmm? Nobody's holding us back when we don't allow it. They're not holding you back. They're just loving you. They're just giving you a reason to live. Hmm? Make you feel needed. Make you feel dutiful, or else you would have gone. Or do something else is not very useful or not very good to you. Yeah, just take whatever God gives to you as sacrilege. Yeah, it's a duty, it's an honor to take care of all the gods, small gods and beautiful blonde gods. Okay. You have to think more positive. It's not them who are holding you back. It's you who are neglecting them. Smile more. Be a real father, a real loving husband, and you have reward. I mean reward for your happiness inside, you know. Not that God give you anything or I give you anything, but you will feel the difference when you extend your loving to people. Don't soak too often and don't sink into your own mood and feel pity for yourself. Yeah? We have a lot of things to do. Find something to do. Yes. Or force yourself or get somebody else to force you. Do some volunteer work, whatever, huh? It's difficult to find enthusiasm in life, I tell you. I'm just more enthusiastic when I'm around you, otherwise I'm also, I have nothing to do, I don't want to do anything also. What I do now and again, you know. But even if we do or not do, it's the same, huh? It's not much, not much there is, huh? Maybe that's why we come here together and study the method so that we can go. We don't have to come back again. If you are not enthusiastic now, next life you'll be in the worst. Yeah, so make sure this life is the last one. Yeah, do whatever you have to do wholeheartedly. Even if you don't feel like it, do it for the sake of others. Like, I don't feel like coming here. I gain nothing here. Just before I come here, I can't imagine how I'd be happy here. It's just a mind, a lazy, tell you. But then I have to, because I think that will make you happy. And that's the way I saw it before. So I just had to push myself, huh? It's for you alone, nothing for me. Really? So that's the way we must work in this world. We do something for other people. Huh? Volunteer work or whatever, in hospital, whatever it is. Red Cross, Blue Cross. find something to do, to pass time. Not only help people, but also pass our time. Or learn something new, learn language, learn piano, learn, you know, a new instrument, or do something that you always wanted to do before, but always put it off until now. For example, like that. Make yourself busy. And then we have no time to soak or to think whether we have enthusiasm or not. Yeah, just keep moving. Keep moving. All right? Love your wife more, love your kid more. I mean, show it, talk about it, tell them. Every day. That's something to do, no? See their reaction. Yeah? Very difficult to do that sometimes, especially when the wife became difficult on kids is in teenage, you know, problematic time, or when they're sick, or when they don't talk to you, you know, for many days, something like that, then it's difficult. More difficult to find enthusiasm. But if sometimes the relationship going on well, we just forget about enthusiasm or not enthusiasm. We just live, right? We just feel good. So I just wish you all of your relationship goes well. And then you're loving each other like the first day when you dated each other, before marriage or after. I wish that all of you have also personal comfort, yeah, in personal relationship. Like this you find life more easy to live. That's all. Or else we still live. We just hang on. Hang around. Hang in there. But not really enthusiastically live our lives. Some people need some creative hobby to hang on. Yeah? Some people need a wife, a loving wife and understanding. Some people need a big family. Some people raise cat and dog so that they can have companion and they can talk to. Some people go into computer and or network. Yeah, anything they do just to keep going. Yeah, very difficult, I tell you. Especially with family and, you know, personal relationship, when it goes sour. Nothing else you want, not even Guan Yin method. Yeah, we still do it, but it's not so wholeheartedly, huh? So whatever you have, keep it and polish it so that your life become more beautiful. Like this, you can practice better. No? Yeah, difficult, huh? Ask all the monks how they do it, and the priests. They have less than you do, how they go on. Yeah. You know, sometimes we are bored because our job don't offer us satisfaction anymore. Then find another job. Difficult to find another wife, but job is easy. So I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night.
That concludes our presentation of Be Determined on the Spiritual Path. Please tune in every day to Between Master and Disciples for inspiring and insightful lectures by Supreme Master Ching Hai. And now, Planet Earth, our loving home, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. Have a blessed and joyous day.